Dynamic Tool.
Hey, is Dale in?
This is.
Hey, Dale, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, man?
Okay.
Good, long time no here. We actually spoke back in January about some equipment financing and working capital. Kind of had a short conversation, but you said follow up towards the end of the year because it's kind of election year. You kind of want to see what was going on, what was happening. So I'm, you know, just touching base with you, kind of seeing how business has been.
Business has been horrible. We probably aren't going to do anything this year.
Okay, is it still just kind of like slow, or is it, you know, what's going on? What's happened since the last time we talked?
Nothing, just flat. Nobody's doing anything.
Now, can you, you know, kind of refresh my memory and what you guys specialize in? Are you just a general job shop, or is there like an industry?
Okay. Mostly aerospace.
Okay. That's kind of interesting. You guys focus on aerospace out in Ohio, too. Wouldn't you imagine it? I would at least imagine it's more focused on oil, but... You know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And it's just kind of slow this year. I mean, has it been like that for a little while now, or what's going on?
No, this year's just been, it started off kind of weird, and being election year, I don't know. I think everyone's just kind of playing everything close to the vest to see what's going to happen.
Right, yeah, that's what you said last time. You're kind of just, you know, unsure of what was going to happen, unsure if, you know, either one of our candidates would do something, kind of leading up to that at least, kind of see, you know, what the sentiment of everybody is, especially within manufacturing, you know?
Yep.
Okay, are you doing anything to kind of, like, prepare yourself for what might be coming?
No, we're just kind of riding out the storm right now. I mean, there's a little stuff floating around out there to do, but, so we're just kind of pulling back on everything till we, you know, till we see the floodgates open up again.
Okay.
So it isn't going to happen till first quarter next year.
Yeah. Did you guys kind of have to like, slow down production, slow down,
oh,
you know, work?
Oh yeah, we slowed down everything. Yeah.
Did you have to make like some cutbacks on things or?
Yeah, we guys cut guys' hours and stuff like that down too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's kind of unfortunate when, you know, it just happens, though. It's business, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, just to kind of refresh your memory on my end, it was a last time we talked, I mentioned that you were pre-approved for capital or equipment for $250,000. So, you know, if you had that type of money in your accounts right now, $250,000, what is there something that you could use the money for?
Right now, we wouldn't do anything. We have credit lines now that we, you know, are in place already. We're not going to spend anything until we know what the hell is going to happen.
Right. Is there something that you kind of use the line of credit for? Is it mainly an emergency use?
No, we've used it in the past, but we basically just like to keep them paid off in case, you know, something comes up.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, it's the uncertainty right now. Like, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I just helped a guy out in Dover. He does a machine shop for the oil industry, cuts pipes for them and everything. And he needed some extra cash on hand because even though it's like a slowdown in his industry that he focuses on, he just wanted some extra money. We're actually helping him pay off his line of credit and then netting him some extra money so he doesn't have to worry about that. Are you happy with your guys' line of credit, who you guys work with? Is it with your local bank and everything?
Yeah, we've had them for 20 years. Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, that in itself is like a nice relationship to have. Because when we spoke, I just kind of had mentioned that we're not like here to compete with your local bank. We act as that secondary source of funding. So if you guys didn't want to, you know, use up all the money in that line of credit, you just kind of wanted to have that there, we can provide you with the extra cash on hand if you're, you know, looking to maybe expand, cover some costs, just have some money as well, rather than using the line of credit. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, so you guys are kind of maybe looking, you know, to pick things up towards the first quarter of
yeah,
the first
say,
year.
Give me a call back then and we'll see what's going on.
Okay. How's you know, how's everything over at the shop though?
All right.
Yeah, you kind of refresh my memory. How many machines do you have over there right now?
Oh, shit. Wow. 18, 20, somewhere.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That is crazy. It's a lot. That's awesome, man. That's good. It's a lot of machines to have. Okay, well, you know, I don't think last time I got an email address from you, and I could just shoot you over my contact information. So if anything does come up before, you know, I follow up with you, what's the best email address? I can just kind of shoot you over my contact info.
It's Dynamic Tool.
Mm-hmm.
at ameritech.net.
Okay, not a problem. I will, I'll just shoot you my information, you know, kind of reminds you also about the offer and a little bit of information on us and what we do. Been in this industry for a while now as well. So, you know, you don't have to worry about just some random guy giving you a follow-up call and saying, hey, we got you pre-approved, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Okay, Dale, well, it was, you know, it was good talking to you, good catching up, and, you know, if anything does come up, feel free to give me a call, man.
Okay.
All right, I'll follow up with you in you know, the beginning of the new year.
Okay.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye now.